You've been away for a month, and now it's time for a big recruiting weekend.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Friday, only one day away from what's turned out to be one of the bigger games of the season for the Auburn Tigers. You've been gone for a month. No games in Auburn, Alabama in the month of October. And you're going to have a couple here down the stretch in Auburn. Finally, feels like it's been 2 months since Auburn's been home, but you finally get a home game and you're going to take advantage of it the best you can. Big recruiting weekend, a lot of bros on campus, a lot of dudes, a lot of big time dudes, a couple five-star dudes on campus this weekend. Auburn really trying to build some momentum headed towards signing day, as it's, I mean, believe it or not, we're talking inside 45 days from signing day, which is crazy to think about. So with that being said, let's dive into it. Before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code next round for a double up deposit bonus. Guys, Vegas is on to something here, and I don't know what the deal is, but the line for the Auburn game has moved from 5.5 where it opened to 7.5. They are begging you, absolutely begging you to take Vanderbilt. It'll be interesting to see tomorrow on game day, which, if that line, a lot of money comes in on Vanderbilt. Some speculation, Diego Pavia could be injured, maybe dinged up a little bit. I think he rolled his ankle up a little bit last game, came back in and played. Could it be a Brady Cook situation? We don't know. But regardless, that line is moving towards Auburn. And if you want to take advantage of it, sign up to mybookie.ag today. Use that coupon code and get you a double up deposit and throw that free money down on it and see what happens. So check them out, mybookie.ag. Like I said, this is a big weekend. Auburn's finally back home, trying to take advantage of a big recruiting weekend, the first chance you can get kids back on campus. And they're going to have some blockbusters in town. And they're going to have could possibly have one on commit watch. So the only problem is it's an 11:45 game. I wish it was a night game. The fans are robbed. Fans got completely robbed this year of a big-time electric night home game. The only night home game you got, well, I think, was Alabama A&M in New Mexico. Maybe that Texas A&M game, if you can keep winning, could be in one of those primetime slots. And, you know, time's going to change this weekend and it'll get darker later, so that game would finish under the lights. But regardless, you're going to take advantage of this weekend. And Auburn could have a commit watch out. I want to say there's probably one we need to be paying attention to. It's a big visit. We're going to talk about him in just a minute. But Coach King Williams, Big Von Trail, put out a tweet yesterday. Hey, it's going to be a heck of a weekend. He didn't use heck, but he said it's going to be a heck of a weekend. And typically when something like that is said, it's something to be there's something on the, you know, something to look out for. And I think I've talked with some national media, and they're obviously saying some of the same things. It might be something to watch for Auburn this weekend. The guy to watch, and again, I'm not saying he's going to commit this weekend. I don't know how close he is to commit, and I just know that Auburn really, really likes him, and Auburn is pushing to get him in the class, and he's going to be here this weekend. And that's Joseph Mbachu from Grayson High School. You know when I say Grayson, well, who I got to talk about, and that's your boy Kenyatta Watson. But what position does he play? He is an interior defensive lineman, his profile says 6'4.5". His Twitter profile says 6'6". We'll have to see him in person when he gets here. Regardless, he's a big boy, 6'4". He's somewhere in between 6'4 and 6'6", 280 pounds. He was a former Florida commitment for a long time, and then he opened it back up. And he's sort of seen his recruitment skyrocket. I mean, you're talking big time guys coming hard after him. Your Alabamas, your Georgias, your Texas, your USC's, all those. And then Florida's obviously still trying to recruit him really, really hard. They're really trying to, this is a guy that I think was on everybody's sort of watch list, so to speak. What do I mean by that? So a lot of guys don't have a ton of fanfare coming into their senior season, whether they, Grayson's a school, I don't know much about his past history, but Grayson's a school where, hey, you may not get 3 years of playing time. You may only get a couple, but you may be a really still be a really good player. And I think that may be somewhat of the situation here where you hear about this guy, but you don't have a ton of film on him. So you want to wait and see how his senior year goes. And I think he's had a fantastic senior year. And you've seen towards this back half of the season, his recruitment just go through the ceiling. And another thing is you when you commit early, schools kind of, you know, maybe back off a little bit as far as that. You may not be as quite high of a priority because, hey, you're committed somewhere. It's easier to get an uncommitted prospect than it is to get a flip. But regardless, his recruitment is going through the ceiling, and Auburn put a priority on him early. They've stuck with him even as he was recruited, as he was committed to Florida for a very, very long time, and finally are getting him here for a visit. And, I mean, when you couple that with the momentum Auburn's building, and then you couple that with the Vontrell King Williams tweet, which obviously would be his coach, you got to feel like something's brewing here. Now, kids don't typically commit like on their actual visits. They may go home, get a graphic made, get a video made, something like that. But I think it's definitely something to watch. Definitely something to watch with him being here. And if you add him to the class, holy cow, this defensive line class. I saw a graphic the other day that said Auburn, I think it was ESPN maybe, the recruiting service put out that Auburn has three interior defensive linemen committed that are inside the top 100 overall players. Three of Auburn's interior defensive linemen are in the top 100 players on ESPN's rankings, which is absurd to think about. Three of the top 100 players. You got Nate Marshall, Jordan Crawford, and Malik Autry. And then you're going to add this kid who's maybe not inside the top 100, but he's a four-star on three different sites, inside the top 250 on two of those sites. Like his recruiting ranking is skyrocketing, and it would just add to this very, very impressive defensive line class. You got to build the trenches. That's just the deal. You got to build the trenches. And you look at Auburn's class last year in the trenches, and then you look at Auburn's class this year in the trenches on both sides of the ball, and you see the direction that this team, you see the direction that this could be heading. You see that you know, you're doing the things you're supposed to be doing if you want to be a championship level, you want to build a championship level roster, you have to do it in the trenches. And this could be one of the more impressive defensive line classes that I can ever remember. I mean, Jordan Crawford's going to be a stud, and people forget about him because he's been committed forever. But that kid's going to be electric. I mean, he plays some short yardage running back, and he's just a monster. And he's probably the most unheralded guy in the whole class. But it just goes to show you the depth of this defensive line class. If you add a guy like Joseph Mbachu. So, yeah, I think that's definitely one to keep an eye out for. Definitely one to keep an eye out for over the weekend and then shortly thereafter. I think Auburn's going to do all they can to get that one in the boat. There's not a ton of recruiting talk at the moment because, Dad, your class is done almost. I mean, you know, you've got 27 commits. This would be 28. Like, you've got a ton of guys already committed. You can't add a ton more. So there's just not a ton of info. So we're getting really fired up for this closing stretch to see who this class is going to finish out with. So definitely something to watch there. And he would be a very, very welcome addition. Be very, very excited to add that kid. Big boy, very, very talented kid as well, and a great high school. Before we go on, that may not be the only defensive lineman that Auburn's looking to close with. may just go ahead and get 10. Just go ahead and get 10. You can never have too many talented defensive linemen. But before we move over to that, let's give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, we talk about it every single day. There's no reason. There is just no reason to not do everything you can to make sure that what you already have in place, if you have anything, your savings, your 401k, your IRA, whatever you have, why not make sure that it's performing at its optimal level? Why not make sure you're taking advantage of everything you can possibly take advantage of? You need to check out Ford Stokes. Go to retirementresults.com/plan and get your free custom portfolio analysis. It's a $1,500 value. You get it for absolutely free. And just have that peace of mind that you've done all that you can do. You'll make a great friend at the same time. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Joseph's not the only big-time defensive lineman that's going to be in town. Justice Terry, the five-star linebacker from Georgia, who's thought to be a very, very heavy Georgia lean, is also going to be in town. And that's one that, you know, that's one that I think a lot of people are going to look at and say, this is just a courtesy visit. He's just saying hello. He's just getting a visit check or this or that, just doing things to, just take advantage of a trip. I think that's what a lot of people are probably going to think about this visit. But in reality, this kid is someone that actually Auburn's been working hard on behind the scenes. I'm talking hard behind the scenes, all the way going back to summer. This is a kid that I think he was obviously committed to USC for a long time when the whole Juju Lewis stuff was going on. You know, he was still committed to, I guess he's still committed to USC. And the thought was, hey, if you can get Juju, Justice would come, maybe look at coming too. So there was a lot of communication all the way back early in the summer. And I think that still sort of rang true all the way out through today. And I think he's very interested in at least seeing Auburn. And anytime you can get one of these kids on campus, it's what you have to do. You have to get them here to be able to have a shot at all. Now, if you get Joseph Mbatiu, that's six guys. Would you take a seventh? You would take a seventh if that seventh is Justice Terry. You would take Justice Terry and make it work. He's that good. Again, I know he's considered a heavy Georgia lean, but I would give Auburn at least a long shot chance here. Because again, you never know what could happen. You never know. You could have some attrition. I mean, you could have some attrition on the defensive line. I mean, you've got some guys that have visited elsewhere. You've got some guys that are at least talking to other schools. So who knows what could happen? You never turn away a kid like Justice Terry, even if he's just coming to say hello, even if it's not serious. I don't think that's the case. But you got a five-star, game-changing interior defensive lineman that's going to be on campus, and I think you definitely want to try to take as much advantage of that visit as possible. I mean, if you can get Justice Terry, you're talking about without a doubt, the most talented defensive line class that Auburn's ever seen and maybe the country's ever seen. I mean, when you couple him with Malik Autry and just the, you know, just like all of the other guys in this class, I mean, holy cow, you're talking about some serious, serious beef on the defensive line. There's a lot of 2026 guys that are talking about coming as well. I mean, it's just going to be a big recruiting weekend. It's going to be a really big recruiting weekend on the Plains. And finally, man, finally you get another home game. To be able to show off, to be able to make something happen. Let's see. I think there's one more there's another five-star that's planning on coming, and I believe he's coming this weekend too. I think it's Zion Lee. Zion Lee. So let's talk about Zion Lee for a second. You got one five-star. in Justice Terry that's coming. Zion Lee is a five-star that's in the 2026 class, and he's actually goes to the same school as Blake Woodby, Bryce Diaz, the 2026 kid that's committed, whose name escapes me at the moment. Electric pass rusher, edge, 6'3", 220 plus, is going to be here this weekend. And he's definitely a player of high importance, of high, you know, definitely want that kid on your board for 2026. So just overall a big weekend for the Tigers in recruiting. Auburn's trying to build some momentum here. So let's switch gears and talk about closing out this class and the rest of the season. Auburn, you got, again, inside 45 days until signing day. Auburn's really trying to ramp up the momentum. A win this weekend would go so far to helping, you know, ease a little bit of any concerns that could be out there. It could help, obviously, build some momentum for the team and then build some momentum heading towards signing day. You don't want to be the cold team going into signing day. You obviously want to be the hot team. You want to be in the headlines, and Auburn has an opportunity. If they can knock off Vandy, have a good week off, take down ULM, now you're at five wins, and you're going to have probably a top 10 Texas A&M come to town. You win that one, and Auburn could be considered one of the hotter teams in college football, even at 6-6. And then you go to Tuscaloosa, and all bets are off there. But that's what you have to have at this point in time in the year. You got to build some momentum. You got to try to find some momentum because even though you have a bunch of kids committed, like other schools are calling them every single day, you got Donovan Starr, who's a – you know, big time defensive back who just got offered from Georgia. So you've got kids that all the big boys are coming after. You need some positivity. You need to have momentum headed towards the end of the line there at signing day. So that's why this Vanderbilt game is so very important. And we're going to break down the matchup. Something's up, man, with this Diego Pavia deal. Something's up here. I almost would hate if he's not in the game, if he doesn't play, because I think it would be a really good matchup, and I think Auburn really wants a little bit of take out some frustration and a little bit of revenge on him. I know it from Hugh Freeze's aspect, and I know a lot of these guys that were on the team last year definitely want to try to take out some frustrations there. But something's up there. I'm not 100% sure. Let's see what that availability report looks like today when it comes out, if he's still going to be probable or questionable or whatever his designation is, or does he move to, you know, hey, he's out. Something definitely to pay attention to, because I don't even know who they would turn to if that were the case. But regardless, this is a big weekend for Auburn. I know that you could say every weekend's a big weekend, but this is a big weekend because you're back in town. You're coming off a win. You got some big recruits in town. You got somebody that could be on the edge of committing. You need to put a good performance on the field. You need to put something on the field that'll get some folks excited. So that's what I'm expecting. And I know that this is not something that should be or is being overlooked. So let's see what happens. It'll be a lot of fun. Obviously, we're going to come back tomorrow, talk about the matchup. We'll have a reaction show. It's an early game, so probably go live after a game at some point in time, just breaking it down. And then obviously, you know, we'll go live on Sunday night. Weekends are the best. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll talk recruiting Sunday night live, as well as take your questions and just have a ton of fun in general. So, guys, great week. Again, I really appreciate you listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You know we're going to be back every single day during the season. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.